when they got you in the bag, like half a Philly, and your ass ain't Lily White, that mean that shit you write must be illy. Either that or your flow is silly, it's both. I don't mean to boast, but damn if I don't brag, crackers gon' act like I ain't on the ass. The Martha Stewart, that's far from Jewish, far from a Harvard student, just had the balls to do it. And no, I'm not doing it, in fact, I'm just previewing it. This ain't the show, I'm just EQing it. 1-2, and I won't stop abusing it. Groovy girl, stop false accusing it. Back to the music, the Maybach roof is trans.
It's real nice out, it's like fucking open the top. It's breezy, little overcast, crisp. Real crisp. Real crisp. What's up with all these announcements? They're game announcements. Hello. Welcome to Monday. Games always get announced before E3. There seem to be more than normal, I guess. But you know, that's what I was talking about on the podcast when I said, like, hey, like, what's, like, is E3 relevant? Is E3 the best way to announce a game these days? To which I posit, no, it is not. Unless you're in the press conference. Unless you're in the press conference.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Shade 45's weekly 10.5 countdown. The hottest songs of the week, every Monday.
There's a motorcycle cop in front of me. He keeps looking back at me.
Here we go. And it goes a little something like this.
10.
It ain't nothing to cut that bitch out. It ain't nothing to cut that bitch out.
Let go.
So what you saying, ho? You know I'm the man, ho. Nothing but a bird, I'ma leave you where you stand, ho. Heard you got a man, ho. Hope he understand, ho. You ain't nothing but a creeper, baby. I'm just saying, ho.
I don't step on one road, yeah. I'm the only one to get the job done. I don't know a nigga that could cover for me. Tape a couple kilos to the bitch.
Open on the low, hope your man don't see. She'll bust it down for some down lima rips. Shoot me like some bubble gum, something like Rashid.
Gotta need to kill. What's that time?
It's time to get ill.
Overused E3 song? Well, let's go over to these pop stations and find out. I don't think that'll be it either. I don't know, what was the theme song for WrestleMania? It's usually a safe bet. It's gonna be Rosanna by Toto. You're gonna hear it at every press conference. Satoru Iwata. Drink. Please welcome to the stage, Shuhei Yoshida.
And Sweet Child of Mine plays, and he walks out. He's wearing a headband. Or a bandana, rather. Oh, yeah, turned down for what is a really good guess. A really good guess.
And here's just another, here's another look at the games that are coming to PlayStation platforms in 2014 and 2015. And then montage sets, and then of Xbox, Phil Spencer.
These mambos out onto the stage.
Not liking that Mortal Kombat 10 trailer song?
Yeah, I've never really been a big Wiz Khalifa fan either. I like the direction that they're going in with that, I guess. They figure, like, they did that to MK9, like, you know, music-inspired by soundtrack. That was, like, all dubstep and stuff like that, Skrillex and shit like that. Which I always, like, thought that should have just been in the game. I thought that would have been cool. Like, as an optional soundtrack or something like that. So I wonder what they'll do. I bet that song's like not even in the game. But how crazy would it be to have like an all-licensed soundtrack for a fighting game? Pretty fucking neat. Mambo number 5.
Hear what happens when the hottest hit maker on the planet blows the roof off of one of music's most iconic buildings. American Express on stage presents Pharrell Williams live at the Apollo Theater. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, on the Heat Channel 47, 20 on 20, and on the SiriusXM app.
Pimple on my nose that says E3 is around the corner. Ah. Yeah, happy is another good guess. It's like Media Molecule announcement brought to you by this happy song. Here and then, here's a look at everything that people have been making with Project Spark. And then, happy play. I wonder if they'll do Killer Instinct Season 2 stuff. I assume they will. But I gotta beat the anime, so I move keys, you can call me the piano man. Rain, sleep, hell, snowman, slang, no key, hydro. Where the fuck my deadbeat dad was? Fuck it, I can't see head trouble, keep. Bang, I just got late, my hair was growing too long. All I wanna do is
track. Welcome to the stage. Vice President of Third Party Publishing, Adam Boys.
Is that his title? I don't know his title. Senior Vice President, Senior Vice President, SVP. Publisher and developer relations. Same thing.
You should hit them up and check them out. And also, to all you R&B heads out there, you gotta hit up the Heat.
That's me. I'm an R&B head. Thanks, DJ Nina 9.
So you love SiriusXM Fly. It's only online, though. It's one of our newer channels, but they play a lot of hits, a lot of new joints. And like I said, it is
new joints.
Only online. So check that out if you're on your computers right now. Hit that up. Channel 725.
I guess I could use my phone to load the SiriusXM app and then listen to their online-only channels in my car. That'd be real dumb.
Mark Cerny.
I wonder if Mark Cerny will be up there at all. I mean, like, the hardware's out. I still think the quintessential E3 walking to stage music is that exhibit song. Like Symphony in X Major, Symphony X Minor. There was a year that Nintendo, I think, used that for every single person walking to stage. Or at least that's how I remember it now. Don't appear to have it on my phone. Cloud has my back.
Please welcome to the stage, Satoru Iwata.
Time to snap out of it. Welcome to the real world. My life like it is conflict. Stick to the script. If she can't stick to the script, stick to the stick. I see I get off of the fifth. You dig it, shit. You don't need conversation. It's just my participation. If we ain't on vacation, we got rules and regulations. Separate myself from y'all. Segregation. Trying to stop exhibiting drink, humiliation, pure elevation. Got me some inspiration, two bitches and bubble baths, a beautiful imitation. Got a vibe occupation, live for the moment. I face with an altercation, manhandling my opponent. I have eyes in the back of my head, I never sleep till they bust, I'm ready. You'll be so far ahead of my time, and if you can stop life and press rewind, you still wouldn't catch up to 2K in a dime, so turn it up. By myself, so I had to come down and pass around some help from NWA to whatever's next. Make sure it says Andre Young, old letters on big chains. This shit ain't selling, fuck it. Get Dr. Dre on it. You got a budget? I'll get down. Give me half of it. One session, one song, I'm gone. First week, you hit the streets, a star's born to add to my universe. Let me show you who can invade who, nigga, and who can do who the worst. Warning from the Surgeon General. Watch out for fake hits and bullshit that sounds identical. Pick it up, read the credits, who you thought it was. 20 years in the game with a constant buzz. Pick a year, any year, see how hot I was. Same shit today, still don't give a fuck.
He continues to not give a fuck. Ask Dr. Dre if he gives a fuck. Tell you about some wonderful headphones.
Niggas something to hold. This product not to be sold. No, you can't. just want my 20%. This is dedicated to the people that spoke too soon. I think I'll stop shooting niggas and shoot for the moon. Motherfuckers turn respect on and off like a light.
Alright. Go back to the radio. Just needed to hear that song real quick, like.
Give that clitoris the
attention it deserves, and make sure. I'm sorry, what? Music news update next for Monday afternoon.
There's like a 50 Cent album out this week with all probably all these fucking singles that no one wants to fucking listen to on them.
flame. I'm Mary Jane, we got a love thing. She ain't jealous, I think you know brown. And the small on my back takes some shit go down. Right under my Hermes, I'm hearing the word is me.
Who the fuck's sitting there going like, oh, finally, 50 Cent is back with them Eaters? No one, right?
That's with the without the top down. But once you get the work in her hips, you know the temperature rise. Overload. Soon as she see the dick in her thighs, she like the stones in my cross, she flows. I'm thinking, damn, why would God give one woman all this? You know I got the kind of conversation to make her feel like she need me. It's complicated, my occupation, pimping ain't easy. Facts. I stack racks on racks and racks. Back when I was pumping crack, now my cars are black.
Fuck, who cares? All this song, all the time. They should just play the Kendrick verse. So here you go. Here's the part you want to hear. I was like, I'm weirdly fascinated by this, like, what, like, listening to this 50 Cent stuff, and I'm like, why? Mortal Kombat himself. It's the remix featuring T.I. and I think Edmund on the third verse. Goes in pretty hard. Kiefer Sutherland. Yeah, it's interesting going into E3 now, like, kind of not really knowing what's left. Because there's really only a couple of unannounced games out there that I know will be at E3, that I know what they are. This may be like, what? Two. And one of them I'm only, like, inferring what it's going to be based on some other stuff. Like, I haven't seen it. Like, Forza Horizon 2 wasn't something... Well, you know, I didn't hear about that game through any kind of traditional channel or whatever, I guess. So it was one of those things where it's like, I think this is happening, and I think it's happening this year, but I'm not 100% sure. I'm not 100% sure what EA's got. I mean, with Hardline getting announced or whatever, it's kind of that was the one thing that I'd heard about. And now the people who would tell me things about EA, many of them are no longer employed. So, but yeah, like I went and updated, like I've got a list going of games that are due out this year, and I went and put Horizon 2 onto it and looked at it again. Like, this not a lot. That's like on disc. Like I'm kind of strictly looking at that list as like, what are the big games? What are the big $60 download, like $60 disc based games? And I think that Zelda game's out in August, isn't it? Or is that just for Japan? So that's not on there, assuming that's out this year, but like, you know, it's everything from June on, and it's like 30 games, 25 games, something like that. It didn't seem like very many. And that included stuff like the Persona, like, fighting game update, and Fallout 4, I don't, no idea. Fallout 4 has just been, like, one of those things that the more I think about it, like, it will actually drive me to insanity, because that's something, like, at this point, the stuff I heard about Fallout 4, I heard over a year ago, so who fucking knows? Maybe it's not their primary project, but they know what they want to do. Maybe they tossed it to start over. Like, maybe the person I heard about it from was incorrect, which seems unlikely, but, yep, no idea about Fallout 4. Seems like something that should happen by now, right? So, hey, maybe it's at a press conference, maybe it doesn't exist. Mirror's Edge 2. I wouldn't think Mirror's Edge 2 would be out this year, though. Probably some Nintendo stuff that is not on my list, I guess, right? Because all I have on there right now is Smash Brothers. So if Hyrule Warriors is out this year, that's another one. You assume they've got to have something else, right? Maybe they have some other stuff that's already announced that just didn't have a date. Because I just went through retail. I just dug through retail release dates and pulled stuff that way. And skipped a couple of games like Sniper Elite 3 and stuff that's like, yeah, this is coming out on disc, but it's not, you know, it's not what I'm literally looking at. I kind of tried to be selective with that stuff. So it's not just, here's every game coming out on disc, because that's not an interesting list. But I included the sports stuff on there. You know, your FIFAs, your NBA, 2K, whatever's. Think there'll be another EA basketball game this year? I wonder. You know, wrestling might not be on my list either, now that I think about it. That's coming out this year. And it's not to say that I think it's like, you know, that it'll end up being a lackluster year for games or anything. And there's a bunch of download-only stuff that will has been filling a lot of gaps and will continue to do so. It's more just, you know, one of those things where the big-budget games are taking longer. Wait, are they just playing the song again?
Yeah.
The fuck's going on? Am I dying?
Yeah.
Did I die?
Trap day. Johnny Manziel.
What's happening? Trapped.
Trap day.
They're just playing Draft Day on loop, which, I mean, I kind of like this beat, I guess, but if they play this song an unprecedented third time in a row. Tekken Cross Street Fighter, I doubt it. I guess anything's possible, right? But I just, I suspect that game will quietly go away and people will ask about it every so often, and guys like Harada and everybody else just kind of look in another direction and go, I'm sorry, what? We've got Tekken 7 here. Boring as hell. Yeah. Can't, yep. I didn't see what they put out, if they, like, it's a trailer or whatever, if it's the same, like we got a gameplay demo, we get to watch someone go through it. And it just was like, here's this, you know, here's this game from Crytek that looks like Crysis and has stuff that is pulled directly out of Crysis, but you don't have the suit from Crysis. which I don't understand. And it's called Homefront. Like, what? No one at any point in this process raised a hand and went, hey, what the fuck are we doing? Why did we buy the Homefront IP? I guess that game sold okay. So maybe they figured, like, oh, you know, we're getting this, like, tarnished, but, like, still somehow recognizable. Like, maybe they're hoping to play up the curiosity factor of, like, people going, like, well, there's no way it could be as fucking bad as Homefront was. So...
song of the week. I bet it's really good.
The fucking smash. Are you
it's
ready?
The fucking smash.
Push the motherfucking button.
Which button?
Real dope dealers for real.
Well, all right.
Push it. Push it. Push it.
Mike will move.
Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Hey, move that dope. Hey, move that dope.
Real dope dealer for real.
Rockin' the dope, soon as they get out the rope. Keeping this up like a me. Go to my link, milking the scene. Chopping that work like a karate. Serving a new Maserati. And a brand new Maserati.
Mad Max? I bet Mad Max is not there in any way, shape, or form.
Serving the raw, I say, yeah.
I bet that game doesn't resurface until the movie is getting significant play. Which is weird, considering that's the game I played last year. But I know Warner's focusing big on Batman, and MK will be there, obviously. You know, they got Middle Earth, they got Lego Batman.
Young enough to still sell dope, but old enough that I knows better. When they saying it's 42 for that white powder, I knows better. Get it nigga, I knows better.
Oh, you knows better, okay, I get it.
Forever and blood, they rolling to the vessel break. Fish scale in the two door that I fish tail. Fiberglass, Ferrari leather, and designer shit that I miss there. Yeah, look at the crew, the jeans, the jewels, I'm matching the monkey. From 15 years old, I'm whipping in kitchens, fucking my junkies. Pablo, Versace, way before me goes. My dinner plates, no silverware. All you niggas, my e-holes. Fuck a kilo like a free throw. Frank House, I had the peephole. Made it through to the other side. Now nothing's big as my ego.
Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope.
I try to leave the best for later. But pussy try to put me on the respirator. The old skateboard Pete, that's your favorite. Me and 20 girls doing yoga naked. Frequency high, like a spaceship. She say that she like it, then she been exposed.
Like this, this verse makes me want to hear Pharrell more. I know the with the trigger. Just want to hear him rap some more. Like it's been a while.
These niggas ain't waiting to see niggas. These niggas ain't trying to hear bleed niggas. These niggas like chopping down trees niggas. These niggas want to drink and squeeze niggas. These niggas hit the weed and they lean niggas. If you got two holes, you need to let one go. Two half holes, you need to let one go. All these drones, why y'all smoke dope? Never out of the sky, I'm trying to let y'all know. Ain't no standards, I'm a step one though. Big ass bag, but no man's hand though. All that war, we need to let that go. That boy and business, I'ma get that hoe.
Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Ain't move that dope, ain't move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Ain't move that dope, ain't move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope.
This bit in the first verse, cut them out. Watchdogs up in here now. Except every time you fucking jump out of a car and jump back in, it just randomly chooses another song. Version of Watch Dogs will ever actually come out? I know they're still like, oh, we've got a team focused on it now. But like you say, yeah, there would be a shitstorm, but also, like, no. Also, a shitstorm from who? The disgruntled Wii U owners that wouldn't have bought it anyway? Like, they touted how great their pre-order numbers were, but I wonder, like, how well, like, second week sales are, or any kind of, like, post-word of mouth, after reviews and word of mouth got it there and kind of, like, brought it back down to earth and said, like, no, this, I mean, this game's okay, but don't get it if you think it's going to be, like, some amazing, like, world-changing event. It's, like, a pretty okay one of these games, you know? But I guess if they did actually get out there and really just say, like, yes, we have a team working on the Wii U version, then, you know, they wouldn't lie about it. That would be dumb. But that could be something they decide, like, if, you know, like, if sales of the current gen versions are real soft or something, you know, who knows? Maybe they go, like, ah, this interest in this is not what we thought it was. Or something like that. I don't know. I guess that's why I'm curious to know if it'll ever actually come out. Stopping in the tunnel. Don't rear end me. Okay. Did not get rear ended. Prey 2. Oh, yeah, I guess. Huh. I wonder if we'll hear anything about what Arcane is doing. If it's that or a new Dishonored or whatever. Right? Is that. Do they not. Hit-Boy has been grinding his whole life. There was a slide for it. Dishonored 2. I don't know what that means. Like a slide in what? Who would have slides? Where is Bone Crusher right now? Talk about real E3 mysteries. Where is Bone Crusher? Is anyone Foursquare friends with Bone Crusher? Can we narrow this down? I never escaped. I never escaped. I never escaped.
park chairs, my B-boy battles. This is all backspin.
Here's another one. And another one. Yeah. Little Kim, the queen bee. This lady's night, what? It must be Angie on the mic. The butter pea, honey, got the sugar, got the spice. Go to L's site, keep the rhymes dry. Yo, I just made this motherfucker up last night. And I'm the rookie on this all-star team. Me and Kim is getting cream, like Thelma and Louise, but on chrome. Never leave that Brooklyn shit alone. So if you say it's on, then it's on. Bang this in your whips. Cat can go to Rolly with the chips in the wrist. Here's a French kiss. I'm dismissed. All you chicks.
If you say it's on, then it's on.
Don't talk about
it. 26 gold throwing up west side, man. Sell another 5 million albums, yes I am. Fresh like damn, this nigga did it again. 100,000 on his neck. LA above the brim, inside the Lambo. Shotgun was stretching. Oh, yeah. Man. I gotta get over. This shitty box truck is not making it easy. Oh no.
There we go. Oh.
Got in front of the box truck in a way that made me worry that the box truck might rear end me. But we're okay. It's okay. Like the game would say, you know, it's okay. Should you buy the Watch Dogs season pass? I don't know. I mean, I played the PlayStation exclusive missions and they were dumb. So I assume the season pass missions will be better than that. But, you know, they probably won't stop selling the season pass. So you could always wait for the first DLC to come out and see what people say about it. And then buy your season pass at that point if it sounds good. Thanks, San Francisco, for having streets that smell extra garbagey today. Ugh. Fuck. Gotta get out of here.
Future hip hop nation commercial free.
What's good, future? What's good, future? Future playing on both hip hop stations? Great. Oh, is the WWDC stuff happening? Cool.
curious to see iOS 8 and the next next OS 10 revision. 10.10, I guess. Well, they just make 11. What the fuck are they doing? The numbering scheme for that shit is so fucking dumb.
Makes me wish Andre 3000 rapped more.
Alright, U-Haul truck stopped in the alley. Car behind it stopped behind it. Parking lot guy talking to the guy in the U-Haul truck. Some fucking cars in front of all this shit doing dumb shit. And everyone's just looking up ahead going like, what the fuck? Get your big axe and shovel. Digging in the crates. Digging in the crates. On Shade 45. If you find that big axe, can that get it out? Come on. If you find that big chase and play, nigga, come on. Run the cherry. I'm the dinosaur heady on the Bamberg Express. We got the Emporio and the Vino, that's called the keeper. Yes, he be the cheaper. Yes, I be the sweeter. So give me sugar, sugar, and we can get Rodiki. The seventh heaven cloud is for my Kofi and that Shiki. So you see me on the upper, upper. It's always the lower. No, we make it Hollywood, the sign of course is taking over. The truck comes today for E3. I don't think it's this U-Haul. It's not big enough. Also, I don't think they use U-Haul to get that shit down there, but I wonder if that's what's up ahead. Like I said, yeah, truck's supposed to come today. They gotta load the truck up. All the studio stuff. Alright, this guy walking around this BMW frantically like he's going to get in it and move it. Another guy who's gotten out of his car and he's put his hands on his hips. And he's just looking up at whatever is in front of this U-Haul truck. And he's taking a few steps to the left and now he's motioning to something. Someone's backing up, I guess. Yeah, yeah, he's helping somebody back up. Why are you backing up? Maybe they gotta get right to get out of the way. Come on, fuck, man. Okay, yeah, this must be the truck. There is another big-ass truck in front of this U-Haul. I guess it doesn't have to be the truck. I mean, trucks are trucks, right? It could be any truck. It's
truck is trying to turn into some fuck. Yeah, this truck is trying to get into some fucking bullshit side lot. Some guys walked up, ran up at this from the side lot that it was trying to get into, and touched the hood. Now he's guiding them in. Okay. Yeah, this is some sort of party rental truck or something. Got an 800 number with the word party in its phone number. Oh, God, I just want to die. But not in this alley. This isn't how I envisioned it going for me. PSO2 US is going to be announced at E3. Probably not. I would be extremely surprised if that happened. I think there's still a possibility that PSO2 will come to this country, but I do not think it is a that is a a guarantee. I seriously doubt they will do anything at E3. Speaking as someone who has seen Sega's lineup for E3 and ask questions like, where is PSO2? Which must be annoying, because I'm probably the only person that ever asks. Nope. All right. This Prius is out of the way. There's a bunch of guys standing here just watching these cars drive by. I think I get to get... All right, this U-Haul truck's pulling over now. What the fuck? What the fuck? Come on. Okay, now me and this Acura get to go past into freedom. Freedom. All right, I'm gonna go. We'll record stuff today, podcast and whatnot. I'll see you guys later.